Listen to that.
That means... That only means one thing. That means Carlo Broussard, the Cajun apologist, is walking through the door right now. Good morning, Carlo.
Hey, good morning. That's definitely some jamming.
Yes, sir.
I like that jamming jazz thing. That sounds pretty good.
Oh, you got to come.
I was there participating.
Ooh, it's your food. It's your food
you
that we're cooking,
come,
too.
Carlo. Yeah. It's amazing.
You talk about a brunch. So wow.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes.
Yes, definitely. Carlo, you were talking about a very interesting question. Dave and Jeff said they've definitely heard this question before.
Oh, yeah.
But we're going to go ahead and get started. So the question that you're answering is, I don't need the saints. I can just go straight to God.
Yeah.
How do you answer that?
Yes, this is one objection that we hear often. And the first way we could respond is say, yes, you can go straight to God. But just because you can go straight to God, it doesn't follow from that. That doesn't mean we don't need the saints to pray for us and intercede for us. And think about it like this. If we were to follow that logic, well, then we would have to reject all forms of requesting others to pray for us. If I can go straight to God, well, then I guess I don't need you to pray for me. Or I guess I don't need our pastor to pray for us. So if we're talking to our Protestant friend, we could simply say, well, if you can go straight to God, well, then if we follow that logic, I guess you don't need your pastor to pray for you. Or you could just ask them a question. Have you ever asked your pastor to pray for you? And of course, they're going to probably say, well, yes. Well, why are you doing that? Why do you need your pastor when you can go straight to God? So you can sort of show the absurdity of the logic embedded in the objection by asking that question.
The crowd's amazed.
You could even use a scriptural reference, you know, in Romans 15:30. Paul asks or requests the Romans to pray for him. He says, pray to God for me.
Yeah.
Well, couldn't Paul just go straight to God? Well, of course he could. But he's asking the Romans to pray for him because that's the way the Lord wills it. He wills for us to pray for one another. Mm-hmm. Now, the second thing I would say is that the ability to go straight to God doesn't exclude the good of asking the saints to pray for us. It's a good thing that we ask them to pray for us, and it's fitting within God's providential plan because, as St. Thomas Aquinas teaches in the supplement to his Summa Theologiae, it manifests God's goodness that the saints be real causes of real effects in salvation history and in our lives. You know, God wills that certain effects be brought about through intercessory prayers of the saints. And that's a manifestation of God's goodness. God wills to bestow upon them the power or the causality, right, of being real causes and to bestow goodness upon us in our lives. Mm-hmm. That God's just not going to do it all by himself, but God wills to use his saints in their prayers, just like he wills to use our prayers for one another, to bestow goodness upon others. And that's fitting. It's fitting within God's providential plan for God to will the saints to bestow goodness upon others. And here's another thought. It's fitting that there be an order established by God whereby the last, us, be led to God by those who are midway, the saints. This is another argument that St. Thomas Aquinas employs. Think about this within natural examples in our human experience. This principle is evident in normal Christian relationships. The holier person helps the less holier person come to the Lord, right?
Okay.
That's simple. This principle is evident in teaching. The one with more knowledge helps the one with less knowledge along the path of knowledge, right?
That's right.
So it's fitting within God's providential plan that the holiest ones, those blessed in heaven, the saints, would help us, the less holier ones, here on earth, right? So rather than that taking away from God's glory, it actually manifests God's glory. It manifests his goodness that we would have this order whereby the more holy, the blessed in heaven, would help the less holy, you and me. Just like even within among members of the mystical body of Christ here on earth,
right.
The holier ones pray for the less holier ones. We seek help from those who are closer to the Lord. And we actually have scriptural evidence for this. James 5:16 reads, "The prayer of a righteous man has great power in its effects." Mm-hmm. So the holier you are, the more righteous you are, the more powerful your prayers are going to be. And that's the way the Lord has set it up within the church, including those in heaven and those in purgatory and those here on earth. So that would be a few thoughts or a few ways in which we could respond to that first or that objection, the idea that I can go straight to God so I don't need the saints.
Goodness, that's and that's quite the artillery that you would have there if you're going to go to the saints. And then we have the individual saints that we can pray to that may pertain to that particular item that we're praying for, right? Like, for instance, today's feast day, St. Mary Magdalene, I guess, for reconciliation, I guess, or forgiveness, or something like that, right?
Yeah, she can pray in a very special way for those who are entrenched within sin and need extra graces to get out, especially sins dealing with the flesh, you might say.
Yes,
right. So
right,
she could intercede in a very special way. Now, notice how this that objection applies to the appropriateness of asking the saints to pray for us. There's another common objection that Protestants will make in order to show that it's inappropriate for us to ask the saints to pray for us. And that comes from 1 Timothy 2:5, where the Bible teaches Jesus is the one mediator between God and man. Mm-hmm. So if Jesus is the one mediator between God and man, well, then it would seem inappropriate for us to ask the saints to mediate or intercede for us. So how do we respond to this in the last few minutes that we have here? First of all, the logic requires, once again, that we would have to reject all forms of Christian intercession, right? So if Jesus is the one mediator between God and man and I can't ask the saints to pray for me, well, then I can't ask you to pray for me.
Yep.
But that's absurd because Paul encourages Christian intercession in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. Just a few verses before the verse that's being used to challenge us. Secondly, just because Jesus is the unique in a particular role as the God-man, it doesn't mean he can't share that ministry with others. He's our unique teacher in Matthew 23:8, but yet we have many teachers in the church, according to Ephesians 4:11 and James 3:1. And finally, the last thing I'll say here, wrapping it up, as the saints in heaven or members of the mystical body of Christ. Mm-hmm. So they share in that unique mediation of Christ, and they do not take away from it. We are all baptized into one body, and according to Paul in Romans 8:35-39, death does not separate us from that mystical body of Christ. And as members of the mystical body of Christ, you and I can pray for one another, but the saints in heaven are still members of the mystical body of Christ, and consequently, they can pray for us as well.
Because we're on our way to becoming saints, right?
That's right.
Amen to that.
I guarantee you.
Pray for me, Carlo.
I'm putting him to work today.
You pray for me, and we'll put those saints in heaven to work for us. Amen.
All right.
Thank you, Carlo.
Wonderful.
Hey, thank you, guys. So much, God bless you all. Yes, thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm.